The Tarrant County District Attorney's Office in Texas has announced it is seeking additional charges against 16-year-old Ethan Couch. Last week, Couch was spared jail time and given 10 years probation and a year at a rehab center after admitting to killing four people while driving drunk. His defense argued Couch was a victim of affluenza. Too much affluence, no sense of consequence. Let's turn to the man who coined that term, John DeGraff, producer of the documentary Affluenza and co-author of Affluenza, Why Overconsumption is Killing Us and How to Fight Back. John, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, what is your definition of affluenza?
Well, our definition is partly tongue-in-cheek. It's kind of a mix of the words affluence and influenza, and we kind of call it a socially contagious disease of overconsumption, resulting in negative consequences to our health, our social connections, and our environment. We meant it as social criticism, certainly not as psychiatry or as a psychological defense for this young man's behavior. I agree completely with the critics who say that the decision was appalling in this case, and certainly a poor kid would not have gotten off with an affluenza defense. But where I differ is that I think there's a kernel of truth in this, and that we need to turn a spotlight a little bit on our society as a whole, and we will understand that in our affluenza socially, we have been behaving very, very irresponsibly toward the environment and toward each other.
But you don't think that Ethan Couch had affluenza?
Well, I think he did, you know, in that sense. But I think most Americans have it to one degree or another. You can't help it living in a society that tells you that really the American dream is to get as wealthy as you can, to make as much as you can, and really to blind yourself to consequences. I think, yes, Ethan Couch did have affluenza in that sense. I don't think, though, it's a defense for the behavior that he committed.
Right. If it would be a defense for him, it would be a defense for anybody who does anything wrong.
Right. And as I said, you can't imagine a poor kid getting off because they said, I stole those Nikes because I had affluenza. I was influenced that I had to have all this kind of stuff, and there was no consequences for it. I mean, we would lock them up. We're doing that. We're incarcerating more people than any nation on earth.
Well, and this has been around for a while. Your documentary came out in 1997. Let's take a listen to a clip from it right now.
There's nothing physically wrong with you.
Then why do I feel so awful, so bloated and sluggish? Nothing gives me joy anymore. Not the house, the car, the clothes, the raise. Nothing. Doctor, I'm frightened. Well, do something. Can't you give me a pill?
There's no pill for what's wrong with you. I'm afraid you're suffering from affluenza.
Oh, my God. Why me?
Obviously a sketch. John,
yeah.
Have you ever heard of a case, a court case, that ended with a result that was based, at least in part, on the defense argument that affluenza was to blame?
I have not. That doesn't necessarily mean that there haven't been any cases like this, because I'm certainly not aware of all the cases out there. But this one created quite a stir, so I suspect if something similar had happened before, we might have heard about it.
You also have to ask the question about if affluenza is the problem, and if the reason that Ethan Couch did what he did was because his parents didn't show him the consequences of doing bad things, whether the parents should go to jail.
I make that point in my piece in Time Magazine online that, yeah, somebody has to be responsible here. And if not the kid, then why aren't the parents serving time? Absolutely. I think that's key. But I do think we need to have a larger cultural conversation. And what my hope is that this case in Texas will stimulate that. I think there's nothing more hypocritical than people all outraged and saying, oh, my God, this is terrible. What an awful decision. But they don't turn the mirror on our society as a whole and say, look, we've been behaving irresponsibly in many, many ways toward the rest of the world and towards ourselves in our limitless pursuit for wealth. I mean, we are changing the climate in drastic ways and denying and not doing anything about it. We are stripping the hills of the mountains of Appalachia and poisoning our water so we can stay addicted to oil. We cut food stamps so we can reward billionaires. One could go on, and we are not looking at these things, which are really symptoms of affluenza.
There is also the idea that this is a child, and that children are not adults, that adults in this situation, even with affluenza, wouldn't make a decision like this, perhaps. What are your thoughts on that, that maybe affluenza is more of a problem for people that are too young to realize what they're doing?
Well, in the sense that we're defining it here, in a case like this, when we're looking at this particular kid, we can attribute some of this to youth and so forth. But I do believe that our society as a whole is afflicted by this disease, and all of us to some degree or another. I mean, we are constantly bombarded with messages that tell us that the good life is the goods life. Look what we do every Black Friday, where we just we've killed each other in order to get to a product in a store. These are symptoms, and many, many more people will die from our behavior, our lifestyle, our impact on the planet, and we don't seem to pay much attention to that at all. And we adults do that.
What is it going to take to combat this, this thing that you see affecting all of us?
I think we need to understand that the good life is not necessarily the goods life. That, yes, we need a certain amount of material things. We need modest material comfort in order to be happy. But there's a whole new science of happiness that tells us that, in fact, beyond a certain point of gross domestic product, having more and more stuff doesn't make us happier. What makes us happier is social connection. It's giving to others. It's altruism. It's sharing. It's having a good environment and access to nature. These are the kind of things that, in fact, we are undercutting in our relentless pursuit of wealth. So we need to have that conversation as a country. And we need to say, hey, maybe we should stop making the whole goal of everything we do increasing economic growth. And instead, we should be thinking about something like gross national happiness, as they defined it in the little country of Bhutan.
Yes, Bhutan, although it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, it is expensive to travel there because they want to protect their environment from hordes of tourists. But the country offers a model for us to think about, that the goal ought to be happiness and not simply more and more stuff and more wealth.
John DeGraff is the producer of the 1997 PBS documentary Affluenza. He's the co-author of Affluenza, Why Overconsumption is Killing Us and How to Fight Back. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And I'm sure you have thoughts on affluenza. And if you do, you can go to hereandnow.org and let us know what you think of all this. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.